Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we look for silver linings in this current cattle market. Back with Jim Robb in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, President of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best: provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Looking for positives in this current cattle market atmosphere is kind of tough. But according to Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, the export marketplace is looking better. Lower prices gives us opportunity to move more pounds of beef into the global market. And one area of the export market that is acting really good right now, and we're actually seeing prices above that of a year ago, the drop credit market.
It has been, and that's it's not a big bright spot, but it is important. We're actually getting the byproduct values up above a year ago slightly, and these are heavily driven by the export market. So much like the rest of the export profile, we're seeing some demand improvement. The lower prices are certainly increasing the quantity that we're able to export, but we also think there's a little bit of demand improvement in the export markets, and that's partly due to the Australian situation, as they have really pulled back their slaughter levels. And we look at Australia, and their cattle prices are record high, so their exports have dampened, and hide exports and other exports have really opened the door for more U.S. exports of those byproducts. So that's something that we are getting, some year-to-year increases, and again reflects the export market, and we'll see if that trend can continue in that big picture of the export profile.
Of course, we've got increasing beef supplies, so we've got the ability to increase beef exports in the days ahead. The Australians, because of drought, actually are cutting back on their beef exports quite a bit, and that is expected to continue the balance of this year and into 2017. We've got a couple of major competitors that are starting to sell more beef overseas, including Brazil and also India. Now, Jim Robb says back here at home in our stocker and our feeder market, he's noticing some real price differentials, some price discrimination, if you please, between animals that have got some value-added qualities to them versus those that are short-weaned or not really weaned at all.
Now, on the calf and yearling side, we saw more softness this past week. Mm-hmm. I think one thing we want to bring out is that, especially in some of these early auctions that are coming in with these fall-weaned calves, that the animals that are just weaned off the truck or barely weaned or short weaned are really, in many of these auction markets, taking quite a bit more discount. So we need to understand that as we've increased these cattle supplies, there's now probably more differentiation happening in some of our cattle markets than we've seen in recent years in terms of the quality profile of these calves, especially coming to market this time of year.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb. One bit of good news for our feeder and stocker market. We're stronger this week as we start the week anyway. Oklahoma National Stockyards yesterday up $2 to $5 higher. Joplin market, steer calves $2 to $6 higher. Yearlings $4 to $8 higher. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 31st at 10 o'clock, we will be at the Payne Expo Center in Stillwater, where 84 tracts in Payne, Pawnee, Logan, and Noble counties will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for auction locations and times.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.